Blackstone Audio presents Trailing West by Louis L'Amour. This book is read by William Dufries.
Trap of Gold by Louis L'Amour. Weatherton had been 3 months out of Horsehead before he found his first color. At first, it was a few scattered grains taken from the base of an alluvial fan where millions of tons of sand and silt had washed down from a chain of rugged peaks. Yet the gold was ragged under the magnifying glass. Gold that is carried any distance becomes worn and polished by the abrasive action of the accompanying rocks and sand, so this could not have been carried far. With caution, born of harsh experience, he seated himself and lit his pipe, yet excitement was strong within him. A contemplative man by nature, his experience had taught him how a man may be deluded by hope, yet all his instincts told him the source of the gold was somewhere on the mountain above. It could have come down the wash that skirted the base of the mountain, but the ragged condition of the gold made that improbable. The base of the fan was a half mile across and hundreds of feet thick, built of silt and sand washed down by centuries of erosion among the higher peaks. The point of the wide V of the fan lay between two towering upthrusts of granite, but from where Weatherton sat, he could see that the actual source of the fan lay much higher. Weatherton made camp near a tiny spring west of the fan, then picketed his burrows and began his climb. When he was well over 2,000 feet higher, he stopped, resting again, and while resting, he dry-panned some of the silt. Surprisingly, there were more than a few grains of gold even in that first pan, so he continued his climb and passed at last between the towering portals of the granite columns. Above this natural gate were three smaller alluvial fans that joined at the gate to pour into the greater fan below. Dry panning two of these brought no results, but the third, even by the relatively poor method of dry panning, showed a dozen colors, all of good size. The head of this fan lay in a gigantic crack in a granite upthrust that resembled a fantastic ruin. Pausing to catch his breath, he let his
sample complete. Ready to continue?